I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently sat down with former Detroit Red Wing Mickey Redmond to talk about the UP Beacon House. He shared his story why it's important to him to support the Beacon House effort and also to help out with the capital campaign to build a new Beacon House at the site of the new hospital in Marquette. Here's more on Beacon House and why it's important to Mickey Redmond.
It's important to me because we actually had a chance or an opportunity to use Beacon House not 3 months after I came to the first fundraiser up here for Izzo Mariucci. My wife's brother was in Marquette General, and she all of a sudden had to leave Detroit area and get up here, and she ended up staying in one of the Beacon House rooms for 2 weeks at the hospital while he was in a coma, and it was incredibly important for her to be that close to her brother. And he's out of there now and doing really well, and it was all a feel-good story. So once we understood what Beacon House was all about, much like the Ronald McDonald House back in Canada, it doesn't get any better than that. So, yeah, we have a personal connection to it, and it's obviously a tremendous need for a lot of people.
I had a chance to talk with you a little bit when you were in town last summer for the Golf Classic, and what really struck me is your passion for getting involved with this. I mean, you really believe in this, and I think that shows from that personal experience. But now there needs to be a little bit more help from the public to step forth, because you were over and had a chance to kind of see some of the things being built, but new Beacon House in the plans, that takes money.
It does, and I guess the key going forward is that right now there are rooms in the hospital from Beacon House, or as part of Beacon House. That's not going to be the same case in the new hospital. So they need to relocate their facility right next door to the new hospital on the groundbreaker over there, and therefore the need for funds and donations and time and energy, whatever it may be. But yeah, it's, I guess, we're very fortunate to be a part of the hockey world and the Red Wings, that we're in a position to make a difference and to influence people, whether it be money, energy, time, whatever it is, goodwill, whatever it may be, to pay it forward, to try to get out there and take advantage of that. We're more than happy to do that anytime we can.
We're talking with Mickey Redmond this morning in the studio. He's talking about UP Beacon House, the Beacon House in Marquette, and the one that is there now is there for the time being, new hospital being built. But you know, Mick, it's kind of an interesting thing where many of us that live in the Marquette area, we have the luxury of being able to stay somewhere here if a loved one ends up in the hospital, but that's not the case, like you said, with your family member, and this is right. Really important to make sure people have it.
Well, you know, I guess a lot of times we don't think about these things until we need them,
right?
And boy, I mean, I've been down the hospital road a couple of times with lung cancer twice, and but fortunately I was, you know, in Detroit and everything went well. But you just never know when somebody close to you is going to be in need and have a medical issue, and it isn't any bigger than this when families can come from afar and have somewhere that they can rally around to call home away from home, if you will, with food available and cooking and all, and the rooms and all that kind of stuff. And it's not a thing where you have to pay. If you can't, you don't.
Right.
If you can, you donate. And so I just can't see how this is anything but just a really, really important issue for people to grab a hold of and say, hey, we may not eat it today, but you never know tomorrow. And there's a lot of people that are less fortunate than we are, that are in need, and we got to help them.
If people want to find out more, what's a good way?
UPBH.org, the website, and they can find out what's going on with the new hospital being built, the new facility. Everything Beacon House will be right next door to it. And again, if you have to have it, it's nice to be able to be there. So it's going to take a lot of money to put this thing together, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of time. So however you can help, the Red Wings are behind it. When I go back down below, I try to educate them to what's going on. They're all familiar with Ronald McDonald House in Canada.
Right.
And this is about the same kind of thing. Children, family members, and what you can do for them in a difficult time. We can't do enough.
That's the comments of Mickey Redmond. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.